They just said they were seeing up my skirt. They're lying.
Totally could.
Bruh. So you saw my granny panties?
We saw your dick.
Stop.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the podcast. We got Vicky XO, Country in the building. Let's fucking get it.
Live from all over the country.
It's
the
Cav.
The Pod.
The
Podcast. Coming at you right now.
Hey, yo. Yeah. We back. Another edition of the podcast. Shout out to Vicky.
Hi.
Shout out to Vicky for joining us again. What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Vicky's in her little red dress, and we can see up that shit, man.
Stop! Please don't tell them about my about my.
It's all good, yeah. Just let it all hang out.
All right.
What country? What happened over the weekend?
Yo, all right. So I finally got a tarot card reading, right? And apparently, there's a bunch of negative energy around me. And it's going to continue happening. So that's what the reading was, right? So ever since I got that reading, there's been nothing but just like crazy off the wall shit happening to me, like negative shit. And it's almost like it's trying to break me, but I kind of laugh at it. And it's funny. It's like, yo, what else? What else? What the fuck else you got? You know, like bring it on, man. Like, but it was eerily accurate, but no death card, Vicky. And I'm not going to die in 7 days, just so you fucking know. I'm going to be around for a very long time.
If you make the right decisions, I guess.
I mean, the cards never lie, apparently. So, and apparently, like, once I get through this little negativity streak, man, life is going to be amazing. And I asked it about the podcast, and it said the podcast would be a success. So
I'm so proud of you. Good job.
Yeah, I had to open up. I had to open up a little bit, Paul.
Oh, that's well, crazy.
We got a lot of funny things going on today. You know what? Where's the negativity, though? I don't see it.
How does tarot readings work?
So what she did was, is she's like shuffling the cards, right? And she's like, spirits, tell me about Jack's future, right? Or no, tell me what Jack needs to know. And as she's shuffling the cards, cards will fall out, right? And like you flip them over. And I got like a bunch of good cards, but they were in reverse. And I don't even know what the fuck's going on. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. Like, it looks like a good card. She's like, yeah, you got the Lover's card. And I was like, oh, well, that's a good sign, right? She's like, no, it's in reverse. I'm like, well, fuck. that can't be good. You know what I'm saying? So it was so eerily accurate that I was just sitting there like, yo, man, this is crazy.
Shout out to Danny for joining us.
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
Late as fuck.
I know. My bad. I was at dinner.
I hope that was a great dinner.
It was a great dinner.
At the fucking Olive Garden.
Was it Olive Garden?
It was Olive Garden.
God, dude, they just roasted Olive Garden before we started recording.
Wait, it was actually Olive Garden?
I swear it was Olive Garden.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God.
Did you get the super salad?
I got the soup and salad. I did. Yeah. I feel hella called out right now because I did get the soup and salad.
Nice.
No, we were just shit talking Olive Garden earlier, but we were only shit talking it because of this guy right here. Now, let her live her life, you know?
Bullshit.
Let
her eat her Olive Garden. Backtrack. Y'all did nothing but talk mad shit about Olive Garden, man. Like, back that shit up.
Yeah, he's from the country, so the Olive Garden is like the best restaurant in his area. So it's like,
really? Shut the fuck. Come on, bro.
No, like, I'm just keeping it real, man.
I don't live in Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? but it was funny. I was telling them a story, man. Like, the first time I went to Olive Garden, they asked me if I wanted a super salad, and I thought they said super salad. Like, I was like, oh, man, like, what is that? Like, that sounds amazing. I would love a super salad, but. That's what they were asking.
Are you fucking
It's like, is it super sized?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Like, wow,
God.
Man. Like, fucking sounds great.
Fun fact, right? I was supposed to film Danny's wedding. And all of a sudden, yeah, crazy, right? And all of a sudden, I hear from her for a while. And I'm like, damn, like, what happened? All of a sudden, like, she wiped her social media of her fiance, right? Now she's single.
12 years done.
Wow.
Wow. How long ago?
In October. So, like, 5-6 months.
Damn. That dude pissed you off that bad? You walked away from 12 years?
Yeah.
Or was it vice versa?
No. Excuse me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you cheat on him with the dude that took you to Olive Garden tonight?
No. No, I just think that, like, I met him when I was hella young, and, like, who I am now is not, you know, who I was then, and our lives just didn't necessarily align. And instead of fighting with somebody every day, you know, especially because we have 2 kids. So it's like, why, if you can't make puzzle pieces fit, there's no point in forcing it.
I get it.
Who are you now? Like, what's changed?
Damn, that's a very loaded question. I don't know. I'm figuring it out. I met him when I was 19 and I'm 32 now. So it's like going from being with somebody that whole time to now, like, making decisions on my own. It's a big difference.
Are you dating now or trying to?
Yeah, but fucking men are weird.
Yes. Like, thank you.
Weird.
Thank you.
Elaborate, because I feel like women are weird.
Okay.
The things that I have encountered in this time, men are fucking weird.
That was going to be my next question. Like, what's been your biggest challenge so far?
I think it's that people at my age want to, like, meet somebody and settle down. And, like, I already did that. And so I'm like, oh, I just want to have fun. And, like, there are some guys who just are like, you're a fuckboy. And I'm like, well, I mean.
Nah, that's real.
I can't argue it. But at the same time, like, I think just the age that I'm at, it's not the same as, like, dating last time I dated. There's a lot more, like, weight people put on it. And there's a lot of needy men. Like, if you're not texting somebody and responding to them, they'll be like, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, whoa, bro. Like,
yeah, you're dating a lot of insecure guys because
that's a huge portion of guys. Like, even guys you wouldn't even think, like, that are like that. And then the ones that aren't like that are, like, just trying to fuck. So it's like there's no equal medium.
Well, I thought you were just trying to fuck. Ain't that what you said?
I'm trying to, like, have a good time. I'm trying to have somebody I can kick it with and, like, be chill with. But, like, I'm not trying to be, like, your girlfriend. Like,
so dudes are catching feelings and you're just like, look, man, you know, I've been with the same person since I was 19. I'm just trying to spread the love around.
I mean, in a less hoey way, maybe. But yeah, I guess.
Well, I just want to chime in really quick. I don't think you should feel like a hoe at all. You are with one person for how fucking long? Your entire young life, and now you're older. You already have kids. Like, fuck it, girl. You go do you. Do like, you, the hell?
Do you, boo.
Go have fun. Go have fun. But I will say, for me, it's kind of the opposite. Like, I'm not trying to, like, settle down right now or anything. But guys, it's like, they just want to fuck immediately. And I'm like, bro, can you, like, try to be my friend a little bit first? Just a little? Like, why do you think that I'm just going to fuck you as soon as we meet? Like, the first time we hang out.
Or, like, there's people that their first message is, like, hey, you trying to fuck? Like,
Shut up. Out the gate.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Like, Hinge and Bumble, like, straight out the gate. Like, you trying to fuck? And it's like, hi.
Yeah,
hi. Like, what's up? But yeah, like, there's ballsy people.
Yeah, or I just get random flaccid dick pics. Mm-hmm. That happens too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that happens.
I'm like, oh, and I actually got one recently, and the guy said, "Can you handle?" ? And his dick was literally flaccid. He didn't pose it or anything. It wasn't even hard. And I was like, what is there to fucking handle? There's nothing here for me to handle.
That was a super confident dude until he sent that pic. Apparently, you tore his ass down, Vicky.
No. Listen, no, he's an asshole. You don't send women unsolicited dick pics, okay?
Yeah, I agree. I second that.
I don't send dick pics, period. Anytime a chick has ever asked me for a dick pic, I've always said I'm too cool for that.
You never sent one dick pic in your life?
Yeah, I mean, to my girl, but not like just a random chick I'm talking to.
Did you pose it?
Did you dress it up?
I think I put it like next to a. I think I put it like next to a bottle or some shit, man. I don't fucking
know. Yeah.
Are you trying to show its like length? Like here for size comparison. Here you go.
Hey, believe it or not, guys do measure their penises.
I've actually got measuring tape upstairs just for that. Very well, not now, but
could you imagine if girls were like, I measure the size of my pussy, I stick my fingers in there and see how fucking wide it is.
Or the depth, we could go the depth, you know.
Well,
we could
get I'm definitely not sticking my tape up there.
What about you, country? What's been your biggest challenge so far?
Loyalty. I ain't gonna say like chicks are weird, I'm gonna say that like people try to move too fast, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like really reserved with my feelings. Vicky, you'd be happy to know that I kind of backtrack maybe inside the 3 to 6 month range, right? Not all the way 6 months, but maybe it's got to at least be 3 months, you know what I'm saying, before I could like honestly say that I'm in love or I would love somebody, you know what I'm saying? Just because even if they check all the boxes and everything, y'all women act like y'all's biological clock is ticking, and that fucking 2 months in, you want me to get y'all pregnant and fucking propose and shit, man. It's just crazy to me.
Well, I was going to say, you just said that girls move too fast, but you're trying to meet your person. So it's kind of contradicting.
At the end of the day, you got to be sure about it. You know, like, I mean, if they check all the boxes, cool. And then let's see. You know what I'm saying? A couple months down the road, if you're still that same person who's checking all the boxes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, everybody fakes it. The first couple months is when you're on, like, your best behavior. You're the best version of yourself. You don't let the crazy out.
Yeah, 100%.
By that, like, fourth month.
That's what I'm saying. I literally said that. After the three-month range is when the beast comes out. And then next thing you know, you're like, who the fuck is this person, man?
So you're on Bumble?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's okay. I met like one super weird dude, and it kind of made me where I've been like off Hinge and Bumble, because he like I don't even know how to explain, like, he seemed super normal. I gave him my number, we started texting, and then one night he was like, hey, like, I need to tell you something. And I was like, oh, like, what's up? And he's like, I have a humiliation kink. And I was like, what does that mean? Mind you, I'm out at the bar, like, hella drunk while this is happening. And so he's just, like, texting back to back to back to back. Like, I like to dress up like a girl. I like to watch my girl fuck other men. I want to send you money while you go on dates with other men. I want you to call me a little bitch white boy with a little dick. Proceeds to then send me a photo of the tiniest penis I've ever seen in my life. And I'm like hella drunk, so I just send a voice message because I'm not responding. So I was like, I'm sorry, I'm drunk at the bar, I don't know what's going on. And he's like, please let me send you money, call me a little bitch, tell me I have a little dick. And I was like, please don't be weird with me. And he's like, that ship's already sailed, we're here. I'm like, what the fuck? And so then after that, I kind of just stopped responding, and this dude's continued to like text me randomly, like, please let me pay you.
Danny, send me his number.
Dude, you should do it. God
bless. Little penis and all, Vicky?
I responded when I was in Vegas this past weekend, hella drunk, and I was like, for sure, Apple Pay me. And he's like, okay, I'll send you $50. Then proceeds to send me a video of him getting fucked in the ass with a dildo.
Nah.
And okay, I was just like, you're weird. Please don't ever text me again.
Well, listen, hey, if you want to pay me to humiliate you, I'm into it. But no, just sending me you fucking yourself? No.
Wait a minute. Vicky, are you talking from experience like this?
Listen, if he said he was going to pay me to go on a date with another guy, and what do you want me to do? Like FaceTime you or send you a video of me with like on a date with another guy so you can send me money? Fuck yeah, let's go.
Right.
But no, not the, yeah, I'll send you money and then instead sends me a dick pic or, you know.
It just was so weird.
That's probably family trauma, honestly.
I don't think so. I don't think
a woman could make a dude want to get fucked in the ass and want to be told he's filth and all kinds of shit.
No, it's none of that.
I don't think so.
If you said he has the smallest penis you've ever seen in your life, that is why. That is why.
Yeah,
because he's humiliated himself. And the only way he get gratification is to do something outrageous and see your reaction. Like, that's why some people do the things that they do, is because they don't have any other way to get off. They know a woman like you is never going to look at them and, you know, or maybe not. That's what they think. Well, that's anyway. What
he kept saying. He's like, I know I never have a chance with you. And I'm like, bitch, we matched on like fucking Hinge or Bumble or whatever. I'm like, what do you mean?
It's the thought that he put in his own head that he's not good enough because his dick is not big enough.
Okay, let me ask you this, because y'all probably just demeaned every small penis man.
No, in the United States. Because not every Tell small me, penis listen, man listen, is
listen,
like
listen,
that.
Listen, 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 listen.
My man's offended. Let him talk.
No, I'm not offended. Motherfucker, I already know. Everybody listen to my last podcast. I ain't anyway. Anyways, listen. Listen. What could you tell a man with a small penis to make him more confident in the dating world? Like, what advice would you give a man who just feels hopeless?
I would just tell them to learn the other things really well. Like, learn how to please women in other ways, and then it won't matter.
Yep.
Like, because in all honesty, like, you just are trying to nut. Like, I don't think it matters, like, if it's your dick or your mouth or your finger. Like,
You're right. You're right, man. You're right.
On top of that, like, if you're insecure, people don't like that anyway. Like, a woman's not going to be attracted to a guy who's insecure. So if you are just confident about yourself, I knew a guy that had a very small penis that he would warn women beforehand, like, hey, just so you know, I have a really small dick. And then he's married and has two kids now. And, you know, he's doing fine. So it's not about like having a small dick. It's about your mindset. If you think that you're not going to do anything or you're not good enough, then of course you're going to do these outrageous things. You can just put on a cock sleeve. You can fuck me with a strap on. I feel
like maybe he did what Danny said and like mastered the art of oral. So to compensate for that.
It's like a girl, if you have saggy tits, right? You're not going to tell somebody before you're about to have sex with them, like, hey, sorry, my tits are hella saggy. You're just going to wait and whip them out and be like, hey, here they are. Yep.
Are your tits saggy?
No, I got my tits done.
Nice.
Oh, hey. See, I'm such a fan of the breast
augmentation. Because I can kind of see them popping out a little bit. That's cool, though.
Well, they stay there.
Hey.
I like it.
Let's go.
Listen, I just want to say, you be safe out there on the maps, all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll right into the next one. So this is the 10 states with the highest STD rates. So that's what I mean when I say be safe out there. All right.
Yo, B, one real quick.
Okay.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I have a feeling Virginia's going to be on this list, and I'll tell you why, dude. Because Radford University in Virginia is the STD capital of Virginia. I'll tell you a funny story real quick. So the only time I went to that college, right, I like partied in like, what was it? Like, yeah, sorority, right? So I'm in the sorority house and I walk in there and they got, I don't know if y'all got them, like back in the day, they were the periodic, you know, the periodic table of elements. Did you ever see the poster that was the periodic sex table and it was like the sex positions they used to sell and they would check them off, right? So I go into this sorority and I go in this chick's room. And she's basically like, yeah, she's like, we can have sex, but you got to check off one of these positions, right? And now, dude, the crazy thing is, I don't know if it's her room that she did all these or if it's the whole sorority as a whole, but everything's checked off except for 10. And like the 10 that was remaining, there was absolutely no way it was going to happen.
Was one of them that like Amazonian wheelbarrow one?
Yes. Yeah. Like, dude, it was some form of wheelbarrow. I think we settled on like a power bomb position or some shit like that.
What? Yo.
Like kind of like a frog. Like if you like whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, man. So I'm full confidence Virginia's on this list, bro. 100%.
Can you explain the power bomb?
Okay, so the power bomb is basically like, so the chick is giving you oral, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, and you know, like a regular power bomb, right?
Yeah.
She's like they put the chick between your legs. I mean, well, you don't put the chick between your legs. Like we're talking the rest of the position. I mean, yeah. You put the person between your legs and you raise them up. Well, when you raise them up and you're about to like drop them down,
yeah,
you actually like put them on your dick. And then you just like kind of froggy style, like you
froggy
jump
style?
Up and down. Yeah, you kind of like jump up and down and like kind of like froggy style.
Froggy style.
You jump in the air. Like you jump in the air while you're pumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't know, it's weird. What,
anyway,
whatever.
Anyway.
I fucking did it, dude, because I wanted to check off one of the periodic.
Coming in at number 10, Arizona.
Ugh, that's not surprising.
Coming in at number 9, Arkansas.
Oh, well, they ain't got nothing else better to do down there.
Coming in at number 8, North Carolina.
Yo, it's too close to home, bro.
Coming in at number 7, Alabama. Coming in at number 6, South Carolina.
Dude, they are very close to me, man.
Coming in at number 5, Georgia.
Atlanta. I can see it. Yeah, 100%.
Coming in at number 4, Alaska.
What?
Crazy.
These Eskimos is giving...
Right. Crazy. Yo.
It's because there's like a high rate of drug use in those areas because there's nothing else to do. And also they get the like native people fucked up and then they're doing crimes and possibly having unprotected sex. A lot of it.
Number 3, South Dakota.
Ain't that where Mount Rushmore's from? Or wherever.
Ain't that where?
Been drinking a little bit. Bear with me. It's all good.
Coming in at number 2, Louisiana.
I don't think Virginia's going to be on this list.
Is Virginia number 1?
All right. Coming in at number 1, Mississippi.
How is Miami not on that list?
Florida's got to be on that list. Virginia, I see Texas. You know what I'm saying? Like, no Cali, my ass.
No, but the thing is, the prostitutes will use condoms. They're not trying to get fucked up. If they get fucked up, then they're off the streets for a couple of days. Then they don't pay their pimp the money, and then they get beaten, you know, the whole thing. So, like, you know, they got to stay clean, you know?
I guess.
I'm just saying, I think in all those southern states, nobody else got nothing better to do. They also got a lot of babies down there, too.
All right, country, get us out of here.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at ThePodCav, that's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you'll know when we're dropping new content. And also, keep telling a friend to tell a friend so we keep covering so much ground so we can all win. And listen to us anywhere your favorite podcasts are streamed. We are there. Let's go, B. Back to you.
All right, Danny. Let the people know where they can find you at and let them know what your bra size is, too.
I mean, I don't want people finding me.
There you go.
But Instagram, Danny Boo. And my bra size, I don't wear a bra. Girl, I don't know.
Hey. Let's back the pod up for a second.
Hey, Danny, I'm definitely going to send you a follow.
He's going to be liking all your stuff.
Right. I'll be like, hey. Vicky, let the people know where they can find you at.
Hi. You can find me at VickyXO, VickyEXO on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Kick. My bra size is not important.
That's why I didn't ask.
I'm sure your streamers definitely want to know your bra size, Vicky.
No, they don't need to know. They can pay for that answer.
Just let them know, man. They'll love us forever for giving them that information. Let's go.
No, they can pay for that.
Right. Let them pay for it.
Who the fuck pays for a bra size?
Country, you got a lot to learn, baby.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
Well, you will if you continue having women on your podcast.
I mean, I'm not paying for it, so.
No, like, but it's just things to learn, just things to know about, you know? You asked who will pay for that, I'm telling you.
I know, man. How many times have y'all sold y'all's feet pics? Tell the truth.
I wish. I can't find somebody who wants to buy my feet pics. I'm like, where are the feet guys at?
Let me see your feet and I'll tell you what. Like, actually, no, B-Rock likes feet.
First and foremost, no, hold on. No. First and foremost, no, I don't like feet. I just like when the toes are aligned properly. There's a difference.
Full disclosure, B-Rock says this whole thing and puts a reel out about liking feet. And next thing I know, I'm getting feet pics sent to me. And I'm like, look, man, like, that ain't my thing, bro.
I do know a guy that's actually really into feet, And it's like,
on that note, all right, we out of here. Catch you on the next episode. That's it.